The Dutchess County Arts Council celebrates its 50th anniversary and its new name, Arts Mid-Hudson, with a 50-week tour that includes visits to 50 locations across Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange counties. The year-long celebration was announced on March 18th at the first stop on the tour, the Locust Grove Estate in the town of Poughkeepsie. The Dutchess County Arts Council was incorporated by the American Association of University Women in a Junior League of Poughkeepsie on March 18, 1964. In 1985, the council began providing services to artists and cultural organizations in Ulster County through New York State Council on the Arts decentralization program funding for grants, and beginning this year will provide service to Orange County. Some of the locations on the tour include Beacon, Rhinebeck, Millbrook, Pauling, Newburgh, Walden, Kingston, New Paltz, Saugerties, and Rosendale. Feel like a conductor on a train. Executive Director of Arts Mid-Hudson, Linda Marston Reed, and poet Gold Wilkerson join us now to tell us more. Thank you both for being with us. What
Thank
a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us today, Joe. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's very nice to have you here, and a great pleasure. So, I guess, Linda, let's start with the obvious and the first and foremost. Why the name change? Because it really doesn't change the mission.
Yeah.
It just changes the name.
The mission is the same, and that was one of the things the board and all of us went through a strategic planning process, and we talked a lot about, you know, are we going to be doing new things? Is this going to be changing the way we work? But no, we're working the same way. We are, and we actually had been providing assistance to folks, artists, arts organizations in Ulster County for the last 20 years. So the name Dutchess County Arts Council really put the hand up to a lot of people and made them feel unwelcome and unloved. And when NISCA came to us and said, would you mind doing this regranting in Orange County as well, we thought, oh, this is perfect timing for us to actually incorporate all three counties in a region, and that's how we came about changing it to Arts Mid-Hudson.
Because it is it's a large area, isn't it?
It's a very large area, yes. It's, you know, the Mid-Hudson region spans over, I don't know how many miles, but it's huge. And when we start to drive from one end of our territory to the other, north and south, east and west, it's huge.
So how's the tour going? How is it working?
The tour has been fun. We have done all kinds of things, from the Pauling Concert Series, and we saw Roby Lakota's ensemble there, this gypsy music, to going to R&F Paints and having a networking thing with all the artists in Ulster County. One of the things that we've been doing in each location is we've been pulling out a survey, an arts and cultural survey, to find out what people in their neighborhood have, what they think they would like to have. And then we have one special bonus question on there, and it is, if money were no object, what would you like to see in your community for arts and culture? And that's actually, that question has gotten the most interesting answers so far. We've gathered about 150 surveys, and we're beginning to document that. And as a public funding agency, we do, you know, that's where some of our money comes from. We want to make sure that when we get public money in our hand, we are spending it the way the public wants us to.
Poet Gold, how did you get involved in all of this?
Meeting Miss Marston Reed here, the wonderful, wonderful leader we have, and she's the organization is great at outreaching in the community of Poughkeepsie, and so I actually applied for a grant, and I'm a recipient of the Individual Artist Tier Grant, which was awarded by Arts Mid-Hudson, funded by NISCA, and so with that grant, I'm able to involve myself in a community engagement project.
What is that?
It's called Poughkeepsie Poetically, the Poughkeepsie Poetic Project. And what I do is I write 7 poems by asking the question to people in the community, a diverse group of people, what is the most important and significant thing about Poughkeepsie to you? And then I take their responses and translate that into 7 poems that will be performed in the city of Poughkeepsie.
And how, so the responses are things that they write poetically, or then you take them and?
No, I record them in the process,
yes.
Take pictures of them, and then I take their responses, I listen to them, and then I'll write 7 poems reflecting upon their answers. And it will be performed by also other poets in the area.
And that sounds fascinating, because I assume you get to meet very interesting people in that pursuit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we haven't started the project yet. It'll be taking place this summer. But yes, absolutely. That's the goal, to meet a cross-section of people on different socioeconomic levels and include, you know, it's really important, the cultivation of creativity and arts in the community, you know, to keep a community vital and socially, a social well-being of the community. And so this is part of what this project is about, so that people can recognize the significance of the things that around them. You know, a lot of times we live in communities and we don't recognize these things, the smallest things. And so this project hopefully will do that.
So the twofer in all of this, I assume, is that not only are you helping the artist, mm-hmm. the poet,
yes.
but you're also allowing that individual to get back to the community and to
yeah.
give them a step into
absolutely
the arts as well.
Poet Gold's project was just a perfect project for this type of a grant, because it does go out into the community. It helps an artist do her work. And, you know, Poet Gold does amazing work. We've featured her at a lot of different venues, and we're just so proud that she's aligned with us and working with us.
I assume you learn a lot about a community that way, don't you? I mean, like, you get a sense of what the community is.
Absolutely. In addition to this project, I also host an open mic called Open Mic in the Valley. And we get such a diverse group of people that come through, folk, rock, hip-hop, poetry. I mean, it's really amazing. And it's amazing to have groups of people from all ethnic backgrounds come together in one place. It's located at 189 Church Street in Simonies. It's the first and third Thursday of the month. And so, yeah, you meet a lot of people through the arts.
And you're very much about not only the poetry, but the performance of it.
Yes, I'm a spoken word performance artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I could always share a piece with you.
Well, I was going to... read my mind.
We were hoping you would.
I was hoping you would offer. What would you like to What would you like to share with us?
I'll do a short piece on the arts itself.
Okay, great.
Okay, the arts are extraordinary, powerful, innovative, creative. They shape our lives through the course of time, the way water created our landscape, not barren but rich with beauty, tumbling like rocks from a cliff, only to form a new foundation, empowering the imagination to soar. Through the arts, we soar without wings above the clouds. And when the rain falls and quench our soul's thirst, it is in the mist, the spray upon our face, the freshness, the purity, we realize. The arts are extraordinary, powerful, innovative, creative, and through them, we live an epic life.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
When did you, at what point do you think you came to that understanding of what the arts meant to you personally, and also that idea of living an epic life?
For me, I believe I was born an artist, you know, and I've have had a challenge with my health most of my life. And so the value of living and the breath is so incredibly important. And I think it allows you just to see the beauty in the smallest of things. And so writing and being a poet allows me to express that. It allows me to express the beauty. It allows me to express the things about peace and the spirit of being human. There's a poem that I have called Freedom is a Birthright. And I touch upon particularly the challenges that urban cities face with some of its citizens. And I say that no child is born who says, when I grow up, I want to be a drug dealer. No child is born who says, when I grow up, I want to be a crackhead. No child is born who says, when I grow up, I want to sell drugs. Or no child is born who says, when I grow up, I want to sell my body to pay for my education. I think we're all born with a sense of a dream, who we want to be, how we want to define ourselves, and then we're faced with challenges in life. And so through my poetry, I like to address some of those issues with people and say, you know, tap into that spirit, the essence of who you are, and hold on to that, because it's vital. It's vital for not only your well-being, but it's also vital for how we interact with each other as human beings.
And beautifully said. And Linda, I guess so. Then the idea and the challenge is to spread that word far and wide.
Absolutely, and that's part of what we do. We want to make sure that artists like Poet Gold can get out do their work, and get the support that they need to do their work. So we're constantly trying to elevate them either through small grants, such as the one Poet Gold received from the New York State Council on the Arts, or just technical assistance, like here's how you market your work to get out. So all of these things are the complete package of how to get the arts out into our community.
Arts, the Dutchess County Arts Council celebrates its 50th anniversary and its new name, Arts Mid-Hudson, with a 50-week tour that includes visits to 50 locations across Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange counties. You can find a complete schedule for the 50 events at artsmidhudson.com, artsmidhudson.com. So this was announced in March, so where are we in the tour?
We are right now, well, we are storming ahead. We don't have the weeks counted off, but for instance, last week we were at the Greater Newburgh Symphony Orchestra, and that was a lot of fun. And this week we are heading out to Albert Wisner Public Library to celebrate Asian and Pacific cultures in Warwick. Pretty soon we're going to be going to the Art Along the Hudson kickoff, which will be at the Saugerties Performing Arts Factory. And that is an amazing place. And the Art Along the Hudson is a campaign that we're very proud of. We have helped nurture this for 10 years. And this is 10 communities up and down through Dutchess, Ulster counties. And they all have their open studios, and we help promote it. And a lot of artists help make their living because of this.
Well, it's wonderful work being done in a large geographic region and a lot of facets to the work itself. Again, you can find out more information by going to artsmidhudson.com. Artsmidhudson.com. Linda and Poet Gold, thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us.
What a,
thank you
what
for
a
having
treat
us.
To have you here. Thank
it
you
was
so
lovely.
Much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.